You don't get basketball analysis like that anywhere. That's why we bring hoop experts in here.
You just can't do it. You get the brooms out this weekend? Sweep. Sweep for those.
In case you want to make a quick call, hello, Pickles.
Celtics, Sixers.
I got the Celtics.
Second round.
I got the Celtics and over the Bucks in both games, 3 and 4. Just lock me in.
Nope. That's not how it played out at all, Dale.
I remember playing a role like that once. Celtics are going to win. Green teamers all the way. Sweet.
So Greg Dickerson is here. His voice isn't.
You sound great, Greg.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good start at 2:04. Locked in and ready to go.
You all right there, pal?
I mean, no, I'm not. No. He was yelling at my TV all weekend.
He was down scurrying around the kitchen area looking for mugs.
What were you screaming
hot
at the
drinks
most?
In there.
Was it the Celtics there getting down 20 yesterday, or was it something else you were screaming at?
A little bit of that. Yeah. It was a little bit
of your son.
Celtics on Friday. A little bit of my son in our Little League game yesterday.
Are you one of those Little League dads that goes nuts?
No.
You ever been thrown out of a game?
I'm one of those Little League coaches who goes nuts.
That's even worse.
You ever get into it with an umpire? You ever kick dirt on him or anything like that?
No, okay.
Because it's always kids anyway, isn't it?
Very emotional.
Yeah, you are very emotional. That's good. Yeah.
Aren't kids umpiring at that age level anyway?
We had a 16-year-old yesterday, but sometimes, there are like 30-year-olds.
Yeah.
You're trying to intimidate the 16-year-olds. You can't intimidate the 30-year-olds.
Yeah, the 30s just go, come on.
Whatever. Okay.
So is that actually what happened? You were, getting into the coaching the boys up hard and lost your voice doing it?
I'm sick.
Oh, wow.
It's a combination of that as well. Yeah, so
nice.
It attacks the vocal cords.
Man.
Without me thinking that, my wife says to me yesterday, she goes, you have to be on the radio tomorrow.
I better stop yelling.
You kind of give a easy voice.
I've heard that screaming at everybody.
It's funny, all my kids were saying, you're on the radio tomorrow, you better stop yelling at us. Yeah, that too.
Man.
Yeah. All right.
So we got all sorts of crap to talk about because it was a crappy weekend for Boston sports.
That was
brutal. I mean, the Red Sox did win Friday night, and that was fine. That was good.
Yeah, then what happened?
But the Celtics lost Friday night, Bruins lost Saturday night, Celtics lost Sunday, Red Sox get no hit Saturday, lose Sunday. Gronk makes a fool of himself at this press conference down at Gillette Stadium.
Ugh.
It has been one big bucket of suck for local sports fans over the last 4 days.
What was the worst of the whole weekend? It was Gronk, by far.
Yeah,
it's
the one that bothered me the most.
That was the worst, because Dale hates Rob Gronkowski tweets and Instagram posts, so I can really only imagine what he thought
this
of.
This was worse.
This was much worse, because I was at least entertained by the bands that make her dance, or him and Mojo Rowley screaming at each other, lifting weights, and smacking each other in the face. That's fine. But for him to be there at Gillette, of all places, too, for the setting of this thing,
he's at Gillette, the coach's office.
Correct, and he's wearing the stupid Monster Energy shirt, and he's going on and on about vroom vroom and what he can do on a bike. I'm like, my God.
Do you plan on attending the optional workouts that are upcoming?
No.
Walk out dirt bike skills.
I know the franchise is pissed. The coach is. I gotta believe the owner is. How about his teammates?
Oh my God!
What is he doing?
Yeah, they gotta be annoyed. Like this is too much now. Even for me. Again, if you want to read into the Instagram stuff, fine. Like, I think those guys like to just mess with you a little bit, but this has gone on far enough. He's joking about, and this is a team captain, right? Over the last 2 years.
Not anymore.
He was.
He won't be.
He won't be. Not after
this. He will not be a captain.
If he's even on the team.
Maybe on another team.
Well, I'm just saying, assuming he's here.
Do you think he's going to be here?
He will not be a captain.
Do you think he's going to be on the Patriots?
I have a lot less faith in that now than I did.
I think he gets traded. I do. And Mike Giardi was the first one that I really saw that was firm about it. He said, I believe he will be
Ken
traded.
Well, Ken Laird actually beat Mike Giardi to that.
Oh, that's true. Then Florio had that.
Yeah.
So that's true. So I'm fourth. At the very best, I'm fourth in this. No, but it just feels like that's what happens with these players. And he may very well be the second best player ever to play under Belichick here. Maybe Moss is better, but that was a short time. So for someone like this and to treat it the way he has to this point, I think they could, and they won a Super Bowl without him, so it's not like they think, oh, if he's gone, the team is screwed. It would not shock me in the least if he got traded away.
But they will never get full value for Rob Gronkowski. How does that make Tom Brady feel?
He would be pissed.
Right.
He would be so pissed.
You know what? I'm just going to put words in Tom Brady's mouth here, which is totally unfair. My guess is he watched that this weekend and went, come on, what are you doing? even Tom Brady, who I think is poking the bear a little bit himself this offseason.
I don't know. Brady, after Tom versus Time with the I don't know how we won this game without you, like he loves Gronk. And he should. Gronk's an incredible player. But for him to lose Danny Amendola and Rob Gronkowski in the same offseason, and at this point where he has a couple of years left, I think he would be the most upset. Now, maybe publicly he won't be because he never really has done that. He never has. But I think this would set him off more than Logan Mankins or Wes Welker or Deion Branch or David Givens. He's had a whole bunch of these to prepare himself for it. I think this would be the worst one.
And Gronk is doing it because he thinks he's 10 feet tall and bulletproof.
Yeah.
Brady's my boy.
Yeah,
I can
right.
do whatever I want.
Right.
I'm not getting traded.
Because he wants more money, too. Like, and that goes without saying. That's been reported in a bunch of places. He wants more money. Is this really the best
way
to go about
it? He even deserves more money.
He does.
How about if you just have your agent, high-powered agent Drew Rosenhaus, make a phone call. Hey, Bill, can we talk about Gronk's contract a little bit? Now, maybe they did that and were told to go crap in their hat. And so now they decided this is what we're going to do.
Well, how about this? How about the owner says, enough of this crap. Let's get it done. Bill, sign a contract. Give the guy more money. Let's end this now. I want him here.
Yeah, I don't know. I got a feeling that the only one the owner would do that for, he already did.
You don't think he'd do it for Gronk?
I don't think so.
Oof.
I don't know.
I think Brady's one A.
He's the only other guy.
I think the only guy that the owner says, this guy here is sacrosanct. You can't touch him is number 12. I think everybody else is Bill's domain. I really think that. And if Bill says, look, we're trading Gronk Thursday night for a first-round pick and a second-round next year, whatever the heck it would be, and you're right, Greg, it would not be full value. It won't be.
Yeah, you can't.
So what if Bill comes back to Robert and says, you know, I couldn't get 2 ones, but I got 2 twos.
He's not doing that.
What's he going to get for him then?
Well, I'm just saying, I don't think Bill Belichick trades him for 2 twos. He knows what he's got there. He's got two years left under his contract.
We're talking about a guy that's got a chip on his shoulder sometimes, and he'll say, I'm sending your ass to Cleveland. I don't care if I'm giving him a fifth round draft choice.
I think he does care. He's not going to do it. He's not going to hurt himself just to show Rob Gronkowski who's
done
boss.
Before
I was going to say the Garoppolo trade, we could bring that one back up. Didn't get fair value for him.
Go back.
Jamie Collins, I don't think he gets fair value for him. This is totally different.
A, not only is he the best tight end in football, he's got 2 years left under his deal. You're now getting a lot if you acquire Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, no, I know you are, but there's also such a injury risk with Rob Gronkowski. That's why even if he wasn't doing all this bands and maker dance and weird press conferences, the trade value for Gronk is bizarre because when he's healthy, there's nobody better. But how often is he healthy? How many full seasons, week one through the playoffs, has he been out on the field for every game?
Right.
It's very, very rare. So if you're a team, can you really give up 2 first-round picks or whatever? That's why I think it'd be one of those trades.
Would you, Rich?
Would I get for 2 first-rounders?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
No, not with this team. I wouldn't because I think you're the best team in the AFC.
No. If you're another team,
if I'm another team,
I'm giving up.
Oh, I don't think so.
No way.
If I'm just posing this as an example. If I'm the Rams and I've been spending money like a drunken sailor this summer, and I've got a real good young quarterback, and I can add Rob Gronkowski to that, yes, I'm giving you my first round this year and my first round next year. If I'm the Rams, absolutely.
I think I would only do it like a conditional type of pick, and that being, hey, I'll give you a first and a third, but if he plays the whole season, I'll give you 2 firsts, or something like that. You need to guarantee that he plays, because he has had so many injuries, and I think there is some truth to, I think he could... He could hang it up at any time. Like you also don't know when he might just leave, right? He's been talking about retirement, and maybe that's a money thing, just because he wants more out of the Patriots. But he's played 8 years, and he has had a zillion surgeries. He just got a concussion in the last playoffs. If he goes to another team, plays 1 year, and retires, if you're that team, how can you be shocked by that? Like, there's been enough kind of smoke around it.
I don't think he'll be traded. But I'm a lot less sure of that now than I was a week ago.
Yeah.
I thought all along that Brady was going to play this year. Gronk was going to play this year. I thought what Gronk was doing was some ham-handed attempt to improve the contract. The thing this weekend, that was embarrassing. It was embarrassing for him.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing for the organization. Bill Belichick wants football players for whom football matters. He did an entire press conference basically saying, this doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is vroom, vroom.
Yeah.
Was embarrassing.
He's all about dirt bikes now.
Yeah.
He's a big dirt bike guy.
What will you be putting on your other helmet anytime soon?
The other one? When it comes down to time. Yeah.
But to do it where he did it, in Gillette
I know
Stadium,
that's unbelievable.
In the press
That's
room.
What's crazy is he was there. So he couldn't. And so we know he's been working out at TB12. So that's just steps away mm-hmm. from Gillette. He goes and does this press conference to promote, you know, the dirt bikes. And yet last week, the team is there, or at least most of the team is there for optional workouts, albeit optional, but he can't go for that yet. It's not like he's in Qatar. He's not doing you know, something on the other side of the earth where he's doing charity. Nope, he's down the street, or he's up the steps, or he's now showing up there. So I think it's a real question now, even next month at OTAs where you introduce a football and you're actually running some plays. Maybe he doesn't show up to that. And then how would the Patriots handle that? And then I think we're getting closer and closer to a trade.
So he's basically lighting a match to $250,000, right? He has a workout bonus. Which apparently he's perfectly willing and able to walk away from. I don't think money is a huge issue for Gronk. I think he's doing just fine.
But it also is the issue. Like, I understand your point. Like, he can turn away. He can not go to the workouts for $250,000, but he's hoping to get an extra $20 somewhere else.
Right.
$20 million somewhere else.
He's thinking he can light $250,000 on fire to get $10 million.
Yes, and I think that's what he's trying to do. But the question is, does he get that $10 million from the Patriots? And I think less likely. Now, guys have played hardball before and have gotten paid. You know, guys have gone, you know, but it's a little bit different because Gronk is under contract, right? Like Devin McCourty went into free agency, met with, was it even the Titans or whoever it was, got an offer, went back to the Patriots. They matched it, and he was the highest paid safety for a little bit. Other guys have, you know, Logan Mankins the first time or Vince Wilfork went all the way to the end of their contracts and then got a big payday. But Gronk just signed a contract not that long ago, got the incentive deal, hit all the incentives, and he's probably saying, well, you know what? Look at what Sammy Watkins and Paul Richardson and all these other receivers are making. I'm better than they are. I want more money. But the Patriots are saying, well, we got you under contract for a couple more years. We don't have to do anything. And then now you're threatening retirement and you're acting like an idiot at these press conferences. Why are we going to give you a lot more money
now? You've been kind of half defending him here over this offseason. Yeah. You were amused by the Instagram
I was amused.
Did you stop being amused Saturday?
I am a little, yes. Yeah, I did. And again, that was, you know, when there was no football things going on, too. That was a little bit different. Like now all of a sudden you introduce these optional workouts, which, okay, you're not going to take part in. That's fine. But then you're just going to be joking around and not giving anybody a straight answer. Like, you can't even say if you're going to play football next year. Like, for what? Like, what's his end game? And, like, is he talking to Drew Rosenhaus at all saying, well, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to present myself the next time I have to speak publicly. And this will be great. Like, this will really help our cause. Like, there's no way.
See, I was like, Rich, I was behind him. I loved it. He lost me Saturday.
He lost a lot of people Saturday. I think a lot of people agree with you.
But at the same time, I don't blame him. I don't blame him for what he's doing. Because he feels he's underpaid. He feels that he needs to get hand in this relationship, so to speak. He feels that the Patriots are treating him unfairly. So you know what? I'm going to keep playing this game until I get paid.
Well, I'll say this, and obviously we don't know. They don't share this stuff. My guess is if Drew Rosenhaus had asked about looking at Gronk's contract, and they had said no, it would have been leaked to somebody in the media by Drew Rosenhaus. It would have been leaked, hey, you know, we tried. They're not going near this thing. And we would have known that. Now, you'd never learn that from the Patriots.
Right, it'd be out there or somebody. Know. Yeah, Jeff Darlington or somebody would have it.
I don't think he's done that. I don't think Rosenhaus is. This is, as I said, some ham-handed attempt by Gronk. I'll push him. I'll show him.
So is he just waiting for the Patriots to reach out to him? Is that what's going on?
Well, then that's an agent being stupid.
Yeah. And that doesn't seem like Rosenhaus.
Or a client who's being stupid. I mean, the agent does work for the client, not the other way around.
Right. But I don't think Gronk would say, hey, don't approach them. Wait for them to approach us.
Yeah, I can't imagine Rosenhaus saying to Rob Gronkowski, hey, don't do anything that would draw attention to yourself. That's what he's all about.
No. Not doing that.
Brady, by the way, is going to play. Breaking news. I'm not going to do it.
Yee,
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And
Odell expected to play.
Oh.
Expected.
Loophole. Huge loophole.
Just come out and say it. He's playing.
Here's Don Yee's quote to Adam Schefter. Quote, Tom's intentions have not changed. He's consistently said he'll play beyond this contract and into his mid-40s or until he feels he isn't playing at a championship level. I understand the constant speculation, but this is one point he's been firm about. Unquote. Pretty cut and dried, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all thought he was going to play, and that's why it was very odd that you would get a headline that said, you know, he hasn't told the team yet that he's going to play.
Like, what was it, 75% that he
then there
will
was that
play?
Too, yeah.
There's 25% he won't play.
No, like, all right, but nobody would go on the record and say that right. They didn't think he was going to play.
Well,
there wasn't
not,
a single person.
He's not saying the 75%.
No,
that, yeah,
no,
people
no.
are speculating. Look, Don Yee's his agent. He said he's been consistent about this all along,
but
he's going to play beyond this contract.
There's not a single person out there, whether it's a close source or even a hot take artist, that has said Brady's not going to play. Like, nobody. It's unanimous that he will play, and then so it's bizarre that it's even become a story like that.
But why has it come to April 23rd before we hear, yes, he's playing? Why has it taken this long?
Well, things aren't
What's
great
so hard?
There. Things are not great there.
No, I know that. What's so hard for Don Yee to come out on March 5th? Hey, I'm going to end this crap. He's playing.
Well, don't you think it took on a life of its own?
Yes.
Because usually if you're an agent and your player is under contract and he has never even uttered the word retirement, why do you need to confirm that he's coming back? So that's sort of a
thing. See, that's the thing. And everybody's waiting for this breathless pronouncement.
Yeah.
He's got a contract. He's never said he wasn't going to be here.
Right, he's the reigning MVP.
He has never at any point in his career on April 1st said, oh, by the way, I'm coming back this year.
Good news, gang.
No,
I'm coming back.
The final installment of Tom versus Time, I think that's what led to the speculation.
True.
It worried a lot of people.
I think that did. I thought he was going to retire in the final minutes of the thing. I was just waiting for that. I'm like, oh, my God, is that it? Is there an end credit scene where he just signs off? Like, what is going on? But, I mean, that was sort of separate. And then he is still, you know, last year he was – maybe the other difference, too, is – after they had won the Super Bowl, he kept saying how he was going to play for 5 more years. And then you didn't get that this year. You didn't get that reassurance.
Right.
Although, between Brady and Gronk, the only one that there's ever been even a retirement angle was with Gronk. Like,
right.
That was the only one that popped up. In fact, minutes after the Super Bowl was over, that question was asked to Gronk. Whereas with Brady, that really was not a issue or even a consideration.
I there's absolutely zero doubt in my mind Brady's going to be playing. By the way, he's working out like a demon now.
Yeah.
When he came back from Qatar, one of the first things he said was, all right, I didn't work out over there, but I'm going to be working out over here.
Not with the team.
Are you convinced he's working out with the team next month?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You are.
When they're doing 7-on-7 and throwing the ball around, absolutely, positively, he'll be there.
I don't know if Gronk will be, though.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
There was zero reason for Brady to be here for this. He doesn't work out like they do. He's not lifting weights like they
but
are.
But he's been to some of them, I think.
Other times when he hasn't.
But this is a unique year. I mean, if he wanted to end any of the speculation, like, I don't think he minds the speculation of what's going on with him. Because if he did, he would just come out and make it very clear that he's coming back.
Put it on the TB12 times.
It would be on there. The
front
alligator
page.
Would let you know. Right. It would be right there, front and center. Major announcement,
right.
TB times. So I don't think he minds sort of what's going on in this offseason. I would expect him to be at the OTAs. Gronk, less so. I really don't. And I know Gronk, one of the other reports earlier in the offseason was he really, really wants to play with Brady still. Like, that's what he wants to do. But you know what? You may not be able to
he's
get everything you want.
He's screwing that up then.
I think he is.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
If that is his intent, he's doing everything he can do to ensure that doesn't happen.
Yeah, that.
And by the way, at this point, if Belichick did trade him, I'm not sure many Patriots fans would blame him.
No, it's pretty amazing.
Oh, I disagree.
I think after yesterday.
I think most Patriot fans would say, we'll deal with this crap. He catches 90 balls a year and scores 10 touchdowns.
I used to think
Keep
that, too.
The guy.
And then this weekend, there was a sea change in how people responded to Rob Gronkowski.
I was going to say, Belichick versus Brady, you're tearing apart the fan base. Belichick versus Gronk, there's a lot of Gronk lovers out there, and there should be. He's unbelievable. But most people are siding with Belichick.
But there's still a lot of Super Bowl backlash against Belichick.
But they also won the Super Bowl without Gronk 2 years ago. Don't you think that helps?
Had they not done that, I think you might have
more of an argument. But I think because they've already won without him, hey, they love him. But they've also gotten rid of almost every great player that has left.
But, Rich, wouldn't you say that right now Bill Belichick is at his lowest in his Patriot tenure amongst fans?
Probably.
So I think that leads a lot of people to say, okay, I'm tired of this crap from Rob Gronkowski, but oh my God, you better not trade him. Trade him for a second round.
I think after this weekend.
Well, what you get would also factor huge into whether people lost their minds
or
not.
And we all agree that you're not getting equal value.
Right.
And on social media, there was a sea change. Gronk didn't help himself at all.
No, I didn't see many people that liked
that.
People
who were in on Gronk.
People did not support that at all.
What are you kidding me?
So if they go quarterback, tight end, first two picks in the first round on Thursday, what do you think that says?
It says they're planning for the future.
I would say so.
Yes, we know that the Bruins are playing game 6 tonight in Toronto. We'll talk about that when we come back in just a little bit. Yes, we know that the Celtics did not sweep the Milwaukee Bucks despite assertions.
That's not what I heard. That's not what I heard on your show.
No. They did not sweep the Milwaukee Bucks.
Here's a quick question. How many times can I change my pick in series? How many times am I allowed to do that?
This is not your fantasy football thing that you were playing.
No, that was the NCAA tournament. That was the NCAA tournament.
This is not that. No, you don't get to keep changing it.
Because I went Bucks, then I went Celtics. I'm kind of thinking maybe Bucks again. Am I allowed to? No, I can't do that? All right.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. It's Dale and Keefe, Greg Dickerson in the House, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Hey, Brock, I know you're trying to address the big elephant in the room. What do you say your fans are really curious about your future?
Oh, they're going to see a freak. That's what.
What is that?
Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, that acting career, based on what I saw Saturday, he might want to put that on hold for a while. I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest that the whole acting thing may not work out for him. Real world update, and details are a bit sketchy right now, but a white van jumped the curb in Toronto within the last hour or so and hit at least eight pedestrians. The van has since fled. I bring it up more specifically because both the Boston Bruins and Boston Red Sox are in Toronto today. The Red Sox are on an off day. They begin a series tomorrow at Rogers Center. By the way, I was told this morning some 19 members of the Red Sox will be at the Air Canada Center tonight to watch and support the Bruins.
Joe Kelly will be there?
I bet
he will.
That
usually means a win, doesn't it? So that'd be a good sign.
So they will be there tonight. Game 6, look, it's very simple, okay? Tuukka Rask doesn't have to be great. He can't be bad. Saturday night, he was bad.
He was. What a difference the game makes, too. Goes from his best game of the series to getting pulled out of the game in the very next game. So that was, you know, the Tuukka haters have had something to latch on to. They also had a day where they had to be really quiet and then some spots in between. So this is a big bounce back game for Tuukka. He said all the right things after the game, too. Like he wasn't making excuses.
He completely
put it all on himself. There was no looking around, no pointing fingers. That was on him. He said he was bad. He deserved to be yanked from the game, and hopefully he bounces back a whole lot better.
Funny thing is, I didn't think he played that awful. He was bad, but I've seen him play a lot worse in playoff games.
I thought that was bad. I mean, and look, he said it. He gave up 4 goals on 13 shots.
That's not great.
You know, you don't have to be great. And the killer was the goal Bozak scored 50 seconds after Backes scored to make it a 2-1 game, and you're saying, okay, here we go. Now they're in it. Building's rocking. Now we got things going. 50 seconds later, he gives up a bad goal to Tyler Bozak, which is just a backbreaker. Now I expect he'll play better tonight, but if he doesn't play better, they could be back here Wednesday for Game 7.
But you can harp all on Tuukka Rask as much as you want. Toronto gave the Bruins as many chances as they wanted to tie that game in the third period. So I don't put all the blame on Tuukka Rask.
No, I don't. I mean,
the problem was they were down 4-1 when he got pulled. And, you know, you can come back from 4-1. By the way, they've done that against Toronto in Game 7 of a Stanley Cup playoff
series. I do remember that happening.
Who scored? I forget.
Yeah.
Bergeron.
Three times, apparently.
Chances aren't great you're going to come back from 4-1 down. They outshot Toronto 20-5 in the third period. Great. I mean, that's fine. And they were battling, and they were trying to get back in it. It was too big a hill to climb. Now, today, Bruce Cassidy said after the morning skate that he's contemplating a change in the forward lines. What I think that means is that Danton Heinen will come out, And I know everybody's saying, oh, Ryan Donato's going to go in. I think Tommy Wingles is going to go in. If I'm just sitting here guessing, and that's all I'm doing, I think Heinen comes out, Wingles goes in. That would be the change they'd make in the lineup.
Why the Claude-like hesitation and not put Donato in?
They did put him in, and he didn't look ready.
It was not great there.
But he looked so good at the end of the regular season.
He did. He was really good then.
And look, I think this kid's going to be a terrific player for this team. They certainly did not want Charlie McAvoy to start in the Stanley Cup playoffs last year. They had four defensemen get hurt, and they had no choice. They had no other bodies. And, you know, he looked like, you know, he could play. By the way, he was not very good Saturday either.
No, not at all. What about Bergeron with him coming back? What did you think?
He looked fine physically. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to... He's so good at masking whatever it is that's
right.
going on. He was on the ice this morning. It was an optional at the Air Canada Center. He was out on the ice for about 10 minutes, and then he left. And then people are saying, uh-oh, he left.
But,
first of all, it was an optional.
Yeah.
Second of all...
He's just getting a quick skate. He'll be fine.
Check things out and go back. I have no reason to believe he's not going to play tonight, but I had no reason to believe he wasn't going to play in game four when all of a sudden he's just not there.
Cassidy said afterwards, everybody's healthy and ready to
go. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
So he expects Bergeron's going to play tonight. I think he is going to make a change. Heinen looked way overmatched Saturday night, and he's the guy I could see taking a seat. But as much as I know local fans want Donato to get that spot tonight, my guess would be it would be Wingles, who he's got a lot more trust and faith in. Guy who's played a lot more Stanley Cup playoff games when he was with the Blackhawks.
Yeah, I don't think scoring is necessarily their problem. Like, I know they got off to a slow start in the last game, but I don't think you're looking at, like, oh, you need that spark and to find a way to get a few more goals. Like, I don't think that's necessarily it. Like, I like Donato. Don't get me wrong. I thought he should have been in game one. Then when you saw him in game two, he seemed a little overmatched, and they pretty much benched him for a while. I think he had the least amount of ice time amongst everybody. And so maybe he's not ready to go. I don't know if Wingles really gives you, like, doesn't really wow you. You know, like, oh, good, Wingles is playing. But if Heinen is struggling, then at least you have that depth so you can take him out.
That would be my guess that they'll do tonight. I know the cliche is. Is it a must win? No, of course it isn't. It's not an elimination game yet if you're the Bruins. But you don't want to put yourself in a situation where you got to come back here and win on Wednesday night. They're playing okay. I mean, they had 40-some shots on goal. They've got to finish better, and they've got to do a better job in their own end, especially because as much as I say Tuukka Rask was bad Saturday, the defense in front of him was horrible, too.
No, the defense was bad.
The defenseman. I mean the team defense.
No, the whole thing was pretty bad. I'm starting to get a little annoyed with Rick Nash. And Rick Nash, when they made the trade at the deadline, I loved it. I thought it was great. And now some of the people we heard from said, well, why don't you take a look at what he's done in the postseason? What about his playoffs? I'm like, well, they're okay.
It's a valid point.
It's a real criticism with him. He has played in five games, has one goal, 1 point. Like, he has not been a factor at all. And we were talking, you know, the first two games of the series, their top line combines for 20 points or something insane. Rick Nash, you thought, would give that second line more scoring pop, and maybe they're not going to be as good as the first line. No line in the NHL is, but with Krejci and with Nash and DeBrusque, you wanted a lot more, and Rick Nash has been pretty invisible, and I don't know if part of that is he missed a bunch of games. What, he missed the last dozen games of the year. Is he still
rounding into form?
Yeah, maybe he's not 100%. I don't know, but they're going to need him.
I thought he looked real good in the first game of the playoffs. He was out there initiating contact. He was hitting. Certainly better than what we saw Saturday. There are several guys on this team who have got to improve their performance tonight. And Tuukka's obviously at the top of the list. McAvoy's on the list. Krejci's on the list. Nash is on the list. They had a number of guys who weren't very good Saturday.
Can I play the role of Kyle Draper?
Oh, sure.
That'd be great.
They're going to win this game.
Guarantee they'll win tonight. Come on, Toronto has not been all that impressive, have they?
No, they have not.
The difference here, quite honestly, is that while Tuukka, I think of the 10 goalies who are left in the playoffs, Tuukka is ranked 9th in goals against average and save percentage, and Frederik Andersen is ranked 10th of the 10 goalies who are left in the Stanley Cup playoffs, so... he hasn't, and it's weird because there are times when he's been unbelievably good, and then other times where
Saturday night.
He was good. He was really good Saturday. But, you know, there are other points in the series where he's been horrid. Bruins have to obviously get a better goaltending performance. If they get a good goaltending performance, they win.
Right. You just can't play bad.
Right. And then also the power play kind of dried up. You know, it went from being...
Oh, the 5-on-3.
How do you not score there? I mean, that was just frustrating. And from where they were, literally 50%. Were they 5-for-10 to start the series on the power play? And then there was a game where I think they only had one opportunity, so Toronto was doing a much better job. But then all those chances, Dale mentions the 5-on-3. I think they ended up going 1-for-6 in the game. And so what went from being a huge strength obviously wasn't there to help you in game 5.
So that's on the table as well. We've talked about Gronk and Brady and Patriots and all that stuff. We've now talked about the Bruins in game 6 tonight in Toronto. And as I did mention, the Red Sox are off today in Toronto, and a whole bunch of them are going to watch the game tonight at the Air Canada Center. Celtics will be back here at the Garden tomorrow night. Boy, that is a man, isn't it? That guy on that other side with the name about that long that
he's
Tommy
awesome.
Has a hard time saying, Antetokounmpo, he is a man.
He is awesome. And for a guy, and it's funny, in the next series, if the Celtics are able to advance, you'll see two players in the league that can't really shoot but are dominant, and Ben Simmons and Antetokounmpo. And for a league that everybody shoots threes, centers shoot threes, anybody who's on the court can knock down threes. These two guys can't. Now, I know there was, in game 3, he knocked down threes, and you're saying, okay, if he's going to make these, then forget it. But he's just impossible to guard, and he's only getting better, too,
and,
which
and
is the crazy part.
He's on such a dysfunctional team.
Oh,
well.
My God.
If I'm Milwaukee, the very first thing I do when that season ends is say, how the hell can I get rid of Eric Bledsoe? I don't want him.
Stinks. And when they traded for him, I was like, oh, man, they're going to be a real player now. But Bledsoe is not very good.
No.
He's not very good.
And he doesn't fit.
And
doesn't
also,
fit either.
So Joe Prunty, he's the interim coach, to be fair. This is his first time he's been a head coach in the league.
Who is about 1,000 times better than the previous coach, Jason Kidd.
He may be better than Jason Kidd, but what
no,
the
no,
hell?
No, not May.
What was
no,
he doing is. The first he two is. Games of the season? You have Thon Maker, who is like a Dikembe Mutombo clone, and you're like, we don't need to play him the first two games.
It's easy.
Or Dellavedova. He's got all his playoff experience. We don't need to play him either. Jabari Parker, although he looked terrible, but we don't need to see if he can get anything going. Then at home, those are like three completely different players.
Yeah, but easy on the Thon Maker thing.
Thon Maker is awesome.
He was awesome the other day.
You can't. He's blocking shots left and right. He looks good. He's knocking down threes. He's burying threes, blocking shots.
Watch him all season long. He is
so
good.
He's the best player in the series.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. I promise we get right to the calls with you. Coming up next, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We're deliberating. Like I said, everybody's healthy, so there won't be anybody out in health, at least right as of right now, that I'm aware of. And I was just out there, and the guys that stayed off are healthy. We had an optional, but we may tinker with the lineup tonight, yes.
Bruce Cassidy, after this morning's optional game day skate, we've talked about this throughout the course of the season, how forthright he is. Saturday after the loss, he said, I didn't think Tuca had it tonight. That's why I pulled him.
Yeah, well, why else would you take him out?
No, but I'm just saying that's not what they say normally. You know, just trying to get the team going, just trying to get a spark. He said, I didn't think he had it tonight.
He wasn't. And Tuca admitted he was bad, too. Said he would have been better with his eyes closed.
All right, as we get to the calls, I'll give you this update on what's going on in Toronto. The person who was driving the Ryder van that plowed into the pedestrians has been arrested. There are pictures here of he got out of the van and looked like he was holding a gun. He had his arm out straight out and had in something in his hand that looked like a gun. Police didn't shoot him. He was taken into custody. A news reporter who was on the scene, a guy by the name of Jeremy Cohn from Global News, was taking pictures. He said there are bodies all over the street. Some people have been pronounced dead at the scene. He showed a picture of a tarp over a body on the street, a covering of some kind. It looks as though this van hit 8 to 10 people. It's near the corner of Young and Finch Avenue, Young Street and Finch Avenue, just before 1:30. They closed off the subway in that area while they continue to investigate the incident, but this appears to be another one of those. I'm going to go rent a van and see how many people I can take out. And as I said, unfortunately, you've got two of your pro teams are in Toronto at this moment. Now, I don't mean that they were out on on the street at Young and Finch.
No, there could be plenty of fans up there making the trip or whatever else.
Wouldn't be surprised if there were. All right, let's get to the calls with you guys. 617-779-7937. Mark's in Medford. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How's it going?
What's going on, Mark?
The interview that Tuukka Rask did after the game. First of all, I agree with you guys. 13 shots, 4 goals, that's just outright bad. Okay? But the interview, I give him credit. He took ownership for the loss. He took ownership for the loss and whatnot. But then I read on. And then he made a quote saying, I just didn't feel like I was into the game.
No, that's not what he said. No, look, he took ownership.
No, he
didn't say we ran the interview live. We ran it. We had it on the post game.
We also heard it. Yes.
So what were the actual words then?
He said, I probably could have stopped more pucks with my eyes closed. I'm paraphrasing now. He said, I wasn't playing well. I didn't play well. I had no issues with being taken out of the game.
Okay.
He didn't say I wasn't into the game.
Then they misquoted him then.
We actually ran it. We played it on the post game show. I know what he said. Look, he takes ownership. I give him credit for that. He's willing to do that. Most hockey players are willing to do that. Oh. If they stink, they say they stink. But he didn't say, I just wasn't into it. It may have looked like he wasn't into it.
Maybe you could deduct that from watching the game, but it didn't come out of his mouth.
4 goals on 13 shots. I can see where you might get that impression. John's in Connecticut. Hey, John.
Hi, how are you?
What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to, you were talking about Gronkowski and being traded and everything, and I just hearken back to when Ty Law wanted his contract changed because he was worth more and he said he'd been lied to, and they just ignored him because they had him for another year at that level, and that's exactly what I think has happened here with Gronkowski. They're not going to do anything with him because they've got him under contract. Now, if it gets worse, then I could see them trading him to make up for some of the spots that they're lacking on the team right now. But I just think that this is Belichick saying, you know what? Ignore the noise for himself.
So, John, who's at fault?
I'm sorry?
Who's at fault?
Nobody's at fault.
Well somebody's got to be at fault.
Things aren't going great.
Right. I mean, are you blaming Gronkowski for being a dinkus doing what he did on Saturday? Or are you blaming Belichick for being a hard ass?
At this point, I'm saying Gronkowski signed the contract. He's on that contract. No matter what he's done, that's his contract.
And
you understand how
way.
You understand, yeah. You don't understand, especially how football works. That a player can get cut at any time and not make all his money, and guys need to maximize their value. So you can see why a player would want more.
What I'm telling you is that this is the same way he handled Ty Law.
All right, well, that's not a great sign, then, John. That means Ty Law didn't finish his career here.
Not great for you, but that's what.
What do you mean, great for me? Yeah, great for you? Great for a Patriots fan? It wouldn't be great for anybody.
But John, what the hell does all this mean?
Ty Law played for a couple other teams after this.
John, do you want to see Rob Gronkowski traded?
What is happening here, John? Do you think?
Do you want to see him traded?
I don't think they're going to trade him. I don't think they're going to trade him.
So you think he'll play under his current contract next season? That's what you believe?
Yep.
Okay.
Because that's what's happened before.
Well, I think they're all different.
The situation is different.
Did Ty Law have a press conference
where he was going
vroom, vroom? I don't know if he was doing any of that.
Nope, not going to.
Never happened before.
Nope, not going to.
Has he ever traded a player away? Has he ever traded a player?
I've heard of that happening. Yeah.
He's moved on from some guys, no matter where their contract's at. He's moved on from guys. They give him a hard time.
I see that. I agree with what you said earlier, Keith, that if this was a Who do you side with, Belichick or Brady? Belichick might lose that one.
Tough one.
But based on what happened over the weekend, if you said, who do you side with, Belichick or Gronkowski, I think that's a lot closer than it ever would have been.
Yeah, but that's right now, Dale.
Right.
But if they were to actually pull the trigger and trade him,
Belichick
would come out on top of things.
What you get in return would be a huge factor.
Yeah, but
it's a second-round pick.
You already know you're not getting what you should get for Rob Gronkowski.
You never know, Greg.
No, you could
get somebody, or just it would blow your mind. You could get Von Miller. I don't know who you're going to get.
You're getting the standard second round, a third, and a fifth. That's what you're getting for.
You're getting Luke Kuechly.
And people will be apoplectic. They won't care that he was trying to be a BMX rider or a motocross or whatever the hell he was the other day.
He said he was going to be a freak-a-leak when he comes back, I believe was the direct quote.
He did use freak-a-leak.
He said freak-a-leak. I think he used it correctly. I think that's the time you would use freak.
Is that in the Urban Dictionary?
I don't know.
I'm afraid to look it up because now that Keith said it on the radio, I'm a little concerned about what it might mean.
Well, that's what he's going to be, and he wouldn't confirm whether he'd be back. It's just there's too much smoke around this with Gronk, and it started immediately after the Super Bowl with him. Immediately after.
I'm sorry. I still blame the team and Belichick as much as Gronkowski lost me on Saturday. Just pay the man. Just pay him.
So they are paying him. I mean,
pay him better. How about that?
Pay him more. So what's the amount for you?
I don't know what the amount is. The amount should
be
more.
His base this year is 10.
Okay.
Where last year he had to earn the incentives.
Yeah, which he hit all of them.
And he hit them all, but then it got added to the base for this year. His base is 10 this year.
But he should not only – but for him, he is a little bit different because not only should he be the highest paid tight end, he should be like a top 10 wide receiver.
Right.
I mean, he's better than most of those guys, or he's more impactful than almost all of those top receivers.
That is an age-old argument in the NFL, and the tight ends are never going to win that one.
No, they don't, and that's why guys like Jimmy Graham want to be franchised as a receiver, not a tight end, and it's fights that they have to have because there's really only 2, 3, 4 tight ends that can even make a realistic argument about it. To be compared to wide receivers, it'd be Gronk, it'd be Travis Kelce, it used to be Jimmy Graham. I don't even know if he applies to that anymore. But Gronk definitely, like some team, if he was just a free agent, if he was just available right now, some team would pay him top 10 wide receiver money.
Sure.
Right? I mean, the money was going crazy this offseason. So Gronk sees that, and he knows he might only have a couple of years left, so he's definitely trying to maximize it. But to Dale's point, if he just wants a new contract, how come there hasn't been even reported the two sides getting together on something?
But it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense when his agent is who his agent is.
Who he gets every dollar,
right,
that guy.
Exactly. Yeah. And Drew Rosenhaus, you would expect, has been on the phone 24/7 to Kraft and to Belichick.
I would think so. But you would think that would also be out there. Like, to Dale's point,
oh, you'd know.
Every one of these big-time agents has a guy, and they could say, we get a report, you know, despite their best efforts, like, the Patriots want Gronk to remain under his current contract. You'd get a random tweet by somebody that's plugged in with Rosenhaus, but we haven't gotten that yet. So it seems like he's taking a weird approach. Like, it's one thing to just sort of hold out and not go to OTAs, and again, that hasn't happened yet, that'd be next month, but it's another thing to say you might retire. You know, say you might get into movies, say you might get into wrestling, say all this. And I know some of that other people have said that for him, but he hasn't done anything to sort of, you know, knock that down. He's doing videos with Mojo Rowley and he's tweeting all about that stuff. So it's just been a very bizarre offseason. And again, that's why I would not be shocked at all if it ends with him being traded somewhere else.
For the first time, I think that's absolutely possible. Yeah. I didn't think it was before. I thought this was Gronk being Gronk and doing dopey offseason stuff. And as much as the Instagrams and all that stuff drove me nuts, it was okay, fun, good humor, all that stuff. But he was actually trolling the Patriots Saturday.
Yeah.
He was intentionally trolling his boss, his owner, and his franchise Saturday.
And don't you think there's a difference between trolling, you know, into a microphone and in front of a camera than there is tweets and Instagram where you can sort of mask it and be like, well, it really means this and it means that. And like, oh, eyeball emojis.
But,
and you're like, I don't know.
The Danny Amon.
Yeah, you can be free and happy and you're like, well.
It's football season. Are you playing the Patriots this year?
Stats is doing really great. I've been riding dirt bikes. I've been training really hard. I can vroom, vroom really good. I can ride that bike like no other. And my speed is up today.
Are you still contemplating retirement from football?
It depends how my racing skills go today. I think I can be.
I think you might be too tall, so football might.
All right, shut up,
shut
other
up.
Guy.
Yeah,
shut up.
Who are you?
Shut up. Stay low. But that's just awkward.
I think he's a big motocross star, but I didn't know who
he was.
He's
the biggest.
Yeah.
It was just very awkward. That's how. Mm. That's how that was. It was Gronk. I think like trying to be funny a little bit, but it did. Nobody's laughing. Like it was a weird scene.
If he does something like this again, you know what we're gonna know? We're gonna know that Tom Brady's on his side.
Good point. Yeah, because
I would like to believe that Brady would say if Brady had a problem with Saturday, Brady would call him up and say,
"What was that?
Cut the crap.
Yeah,
enough.
What was that?
I want you here.
Yeah.
You want to be here. That's not the way to go about it.
There's a better way to do it. Yeah, and yeah, it's a good point because I think Brady absolutely wants him here. And I think even after Saturday, he wants him here. But, you know, what's going to happen if he's gone? Like, what kind of reaction would Brady have? Would he just suck it up like he always does? Or because we have a feeling that he's doing Tom versus Time 2, right? We have that impression. Gotham Chopra was in Cutter with him. So maybe there's a Tom versus Time 2. So do we get, like, in season, are we going to get updates in season of, you know, what the previous months were like for him? And if they move on from Gronk, could you get Brady talking into the microphone about what it's like to have Gronk? I mean, it's just the soap opera does not seem to be going anywhere.
If you did trade him, and, you know, we were talking about what would you get in return, you got a first-round pick for Brandon Cooks, for crying out loud.
Yeah, you did.
Now, you got the Rams' first-round pick, but I'm just saying, I was using that as an example of a team that's out there.
Right. You had to give up a third or a fourth, right? Like, that was sort of, apples for apples.
You got a first and a third, and you gave up, you know.
You got like a seventh, I think.
Yeah,
you
whatever it was.
But either way,
so,
yeah,
so
I got your
Rob Gronkowski is going to get you more than a first. And as I said, he's under contract for two more.
But I also wonder, would you get creative? Would this be, and I know most trades in the NFL are player for draft pick, but could this be one? Like, is there a Rob Gronkowski equivalent on another team where, for whatever reason, great player, but it just doesn't seem to work out, and that team doesn't want to pay him the money, or there's just some sort of butting
of
heads?
Maybe a hypothetical wide receiver who dyes his hair?
Yeah.
Blonde.
Yes.
Specifically.
Yes. 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 Has some acrobatic catches.
Here's the problem with the Gronk.
But whose contract is up. And
right.
Here's the problem with the Gronk trade thing, though. Because if Gronk says, geez, you're trading me to where? Cleveland? No, I'm doing movies.
I am retiring.
Well, I'm sorry, you're trading me to Tennessee?
By the way, he ain't doing movies. If any studio sees that performance on Saturday.
It
wasn't his best day, Dan.
That was not his best day. That was not well written.
He wasn't feeling his character.
Nobody's asking him to ad lib.
Tom has done bad movies before, Dan.
Yeah,
okay,
that is not good. Would you do Gronk for Odell Beckham and a fourth-round pick?
Hell yes. Yes.
Dale? You're not as big of an Odell Beckham guy as I am.
No, I'm not as big an Odell Beckham guy as you, and B, he's got 1 year left under a deal and wants to be paid $20 million a year, and that ain't going to happen here. So you're going to have him for a year.
You might have Gronk for a year.
You might have Gronk for a year. You might not.
Or less. You might have him for less. You just don't know. So you would not do it then?
Not for Beckham, just because you're
going
to have him for
status.
A year, and then he's going to walk because you're not going to pay him what he wants
reason,
to be paid.
It was the same reason why they got rid of Brandon Cooks. They weren't going to re-sign Cooks. I would just argue that Beckham is significantly better than Cooks.
No, he's a terrific player. That's not my point.
No, I know. But that's a lot of money.
But if you're the Patriots and you say, I'm done with the Gronk crap. You know what? I'm running the risk of taking OBJ for 1 year.
Less of a distraction. Here comes Beckham.
I'll take him for 1 year, see if we can win another Super Bowl, and we'll move on.
Yeah, I think so. It's a completely different kind of dynamic weapon, but it's another guy that's on the short list for best offensive pieces that you could add to Tom Brady. Like, if you have to subtract Gronk, but you're adding Odell Beckham, I don't mind it.
Joe's on the cell. Hey, Joe.
Hey, so I was thinking that Gronk's probably upset because, realistically, you know, he has an incentive-based contract. And since he went to Guerrero, he's on the field more, right? So the fact that he can't use Guerrero anymore hurts his incentive-based contract.
He can still use him. He's working out with him every day right now.
Right. You and I both know that, right?
Well, so does Bill. I mean, this isn't a secret.
Bill's not under a rock.
They're not telling him he can't work out with him.
Right. No. You know, I agree with that. I know he can't work out with him, but they...
No. They're not telling him that at all. He can work out with him.
No. I know. I get that. But I'm saying is that he can't have him there during the games, right?
He's not on the sideline. That started after week 11.
So these are the kind of things that pro athletes want. They, you know, they want to be stroked a little bit. And this is something that's not happening, so they're upset about that.
Tristan Thompson.
I don't know. I just thought that maybe Gronk's acting this way because of that.
Look, I'm sure that the Alex Guerrero thing is part of it. I think, quite honestly, this is a money issue for Rob Gronkowski. And I looked up on Miguel's salary cap page, which is the definitive source for all of us in this town. He gets, in 2018, he gets $9 million cash received. 2019, he gets $10 million cash received.
So he probably wants 12 and 14 or whatever, realistically.
That'd be my guess.
Yeah, somewhere in that range.
And it's hard to believe that if Drew Rosenhaus did the adult thing.
Right, the Bob Sugar.
And, you know, just made a phone call to the Patriots and said, hey, can we talk about Gronk's contract? Now, look.
Do you think Patriots would extend him right now? Or not extend him, but just give him a bump? Maybe add a year and give him a bump? Do you think they would want to do that right now?
I think their hesitation about extending him is he keeps talking about retiring and going to making movies and wrestling. And they're going, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Am I going to get screwed on the salary cap here, on the cap hit, when you decide you don't want to do this anymore?
I can vroom, vroom really good.
Yeah, that's not helping his cause. The vroom vroom? No, yeah. No thanks.
Probably not so much. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. It's Dale and Keith, Greg Dickerson in the house. Sports Radio, WEEI.